This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. New American strategy, making small businesses disappear. There were several parts of stimulus in the CARE Act that were supposed to protect both smaller businesses and their workers. One was to be administered by the Small Business Administration, and the other, the Paycheck Protection Plan, was designed to be processed directly through banks. More than a month into the experience in the United States, it seems fair to ask, how is all of this working out? According to many small businesses, not so well, and that seems ironic since the ideological underpinning of the Republican Party for a century was based on its role as the advocate and voice of smaller businesses. In reality, they have become the party of big business and the rich, and that has been laid bare in the stimulus experience. A $350 billion program to aid small businesses in the Paycheck Protection Program ran out of money after making loans to a million or more outfits with less than 500 workers. The line of those who wanted to apply is still long and unending. The program was first come, first served until the money ran out, but depended on whether the banks were ready to start processing applications. Many banks were clear when the gates opened that they couldn't move forward because they were still trying to figure out with the government how it was supposed to work, the loan criteria, which was supposed to be based on the SBA guidelines, and how they would get covered by the feds on a forgivable loan program. Capital One, for example, which is our bank and is no small mom-and-pop outfit, but on the short list is one of the national banking institutions that's too big to fail or close to it, absolutely never got to the point that it was ready to accept applications from its depositors and small business operators before the money was all gone. Since Paycheck Protection was supposed to be 75% of the allocation of the resources, if you were lucky enough to get them, one of the confusions for a while was whether it was just to keep workers on the job or could be used to bring them back on the job once a small operation was able to reopen for business. It turned out that was possible without knowing many small operations, like Fairgrounds Coffee House, for example, already forced to lay off all of its workers, would not have applied even if Capital One, where we bank, had been open for business. The SBA-administered program, on the other hand, despite being opaque, offered an application as well as a $10,000 emergency boost while you waited. Without a word, we found that the money had moved into our account finally. I'm not sure if that program is working or not, but I'm sure that we knew the money helped us keep our utilities turned on and made a dent in bills we owed to our suppliers, our insurance company, property taxes, and still give a taste to American Express. Not enough to make any of them happy, but maybe enough for them to want us to survive when the fog clears enough so we can get back in business and pay them off over time. Talking to our organizers in France, where the government pays 85% of the wages if workers are retained, or the United Kingdom, where 80% are paid, it's hard not to understand that there are much better ways of supporting both workers and small businesses. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.